Okay, this is a very hot question on the news as well here from Sister Hasina from UAE. She wants to know the ruling of the niqab. Some says it's compulsory, some says it's not compulsory. What's the real ruling?
It's an issue of dispute among scholars. And like all issues of dispute, we are, as Muslims, instructed to go back to the fundamentals, to the Quran and the Sunnah, to the source, the everlasting source of knowledge. Unlike some scholars nowadays who try to have the people divert their ways into looking into only the opinions of the schools of thought and neglect the Quran and Sunnah. And this is a devious way of undermining Islam. As Muslims, the most authentic opinion of scholars, when you go back to the Quran and Sunnah and monitor the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ and go through the verses of the Quran, you realize that the niqab is a must and it is mandatory upon women. And this is the most authentic opinion, and that is why, this is the reason that even the non-Muslims are fighting it, because they know it is a sign of abiding by Islam, a sign of dignity. They don't fight those who are nude walking in the streets. They don't fight nude beaches. This is freedom. They may do whatever they want. Nobody goes and tells the Dalai Lama what to wear and what not to wear. But when it comes to this poor woman who chooses by herself, without any oppression or force, to cover her face from people looking at her, they prosecute her and they make a fuss out of it.